Track 9, and back to news items. Third conviction over illegal waste site. A third conviction has been secured by the Environment Agency connected to a major illegal waste site in Kingsnaighton. Thousands of tons of waste, including soil, stones and road planings, had been dumped. DTM Grab Hire Limited has been ordered to pay £16,664 for its part in depositing the waste at the illegal site, which was shut down by the Environment Agency in 2022. The EA has now prosecuted the landowner of the site and two waste carriers as part of the investigation. Plymouth Magistrates Court heard DTM Grab Hire Limited deposited 490 tonnes of waste at the illegal site between January the 3rd, 2021 and September the 11th, 2021. The company was fined £13,653, told to pay the Environment Agency's costs of £2,821 and a victim surcharge after pleading guilty to the illegal deposit of controlled waste. The landowner, Christopher Garrett, was prosecuted in 2024 after repeatedly ignoring warnings from the EA. It is estimated remediation of the site, which is on a floodplain, would cost £2 million. Registered waste carriers have a duty of care to ensure they know where they are sending their waste and take steps to ensure it is handled by legal sites. The latest prosecution comes as the government announced major reforms to tighten the waste carrier's regime, including stricter background checks and tougher sentences for those illegally dumping waste.
Charities benefit from firms' donations. A Newton Abbot-based road planning company has donated a share of £12,000 to local charities chosen by its staff. Jet Plant UK's local team members were asked to pick 10 charities. Charities close to Jet's Newton Abbot base saw a share of the much-needed cash. They include Rowcroft Hospice, a Torquay-based charity which provides comfort, support and care to thousands of patients and their loved ones every year across South Devon. Animals in Distress has also been given a well-deserved donation to continue rehoming dogs, cats, rabbits and guinea pigs in the local area. Ian Mitchell, Commercial Director at Jet Plant Hire, said, "Giving our colleagues the opportunity to choose the charities we're supporting as a business every year is very important to us. We're proud to deliver a sustainable industry-leading service across the UK. So it's only right that we give back to vital organisations nationwide. Our success is down to our hard-working team, and we're always keen that they have a voice in the decisions we make. That's the reason we let them decide on where this £12,000 goes. It also means that all the good causes this money goes to have a personal connection to them. Other charities to benefit from donations included Men's Mental Health Charity, Andy Man's Club, Macmillan Cancer Support, and Rainbow's Hospice for Children and Young People."
Town Night Bus starts running this month. Late night revellers will soon be able to get a bus back to Newton Abbot from Torquay and Brixham in the early hours of Sunday morning. The number 12 bus currently stops serving Newton Abbot after midnight on Sundays and terminates at Carey Parade, Torquay. But from Saturday, May the 30th, there will be night buses from Sherburn Road at 1 a.m, 2 a.m, and 3 a.m, operating the full route to Brixham Town Square. The journey will take 1 hour and the fare is capped at £3. The service is being funded solely by Torbay Council, unlike other night buses in Devon and Cornwall, which are paid for by the Office of Police and Crime Commissioner in partnership with local councils and businesses. Councillor Hayley Tranter, Torbay Council's Cabinet Member for Adult and Community Services, Public Health and Inequalities, said, "Extending this route into Newton Abbot will help more people get home safely after a night out. It will also benefit people working late into the evening, such as shift workers or anyone working in hospitality. A strong nighttime economy relies on safe and reliable transport, and this night bus service is an important part of that. The new night bus is among several changes Stagecoach has made to the number 12 service. They came into effect Sunday the 24th of May with the start of the summer timetable."
Council's £4 million boost for road repairs. Rapid response road repair crews will be deployed by Devon County Council as part of a £4 million investment made possible by careful financial planning. The Council's Cabinet also approved plans to extend a successful pothole repair trial for a further year when they met on 20th of May. Councillor Brazil said, "The council is in a strong position because of the disciplined way we have managed our finances over the past year. Officers have worked hard with members to ensure we are finally reversing many years of underinvestment in our highways. We know improving our roads is one of residents' top priorities."
Celebrating 50 years in local government, a former Kingstainton parish councillor has celebrated 50 years in local government. Malcolm Valance is currently clerk to Thelbridge Parish Council, but his lengthy public service began in 1976 when he was elected to Kingstainton Parish Council. He went on to spend 43 years as Sandford Parish Clerk, plus a spell as Clerk to Crediton Hamlets Parish Council, before joining Thelbridge Parish Council in 2025. He was first elected as Chairman of Kingstainton Parish Council aged 27, while working as a tax officer for the Inland Revenue, having only served on the council for 2 years. At the time, he was thought to have been one of the youngest parish council chairmen. He vowed then that Kingstainton must keep its village identity. Since leaving Kingstainton, Mr. Valance has held various positions in Sandford, including founding chairman of Sandford Pantomime Association.
Man dies after police arrest. Inquest told. A 20-year-old man from Ipplepen killed himself a day after being arrested by police. Steel erector Lewis Cleverdon was described by his family as a cheeky young man of few words who was very sociable with friends. An inquest at Exeter's Coroner's Court was told that on the 6th of March 2024, police arrived at his workplace by his home in Ipplepen. He was arrested and walked out to an unmarked police car and taken to Torquay Custody Centre, where his father later collected him. Mr. Cleverdon was upset and concerned what work colleagues would think as they looked on from nearby units as he was arrested. His family told the coroner that so many police and their vehicles had turned up and told him not to worry, that it had nothing to do with him and that they loved him always. After he was released, he did not return home that evening and did not turn up for work the next day. His family reported him missing and a search was launched following a high-risk concern for his welfare. His body was found by Dartmoor search and rescue members in secluded Bradley Woods on the 7th of March. Police said there were no suspicious circumstances and he died from suspension by ligature. Toxicology for alcohol and drugs was negative. Area Coroner Alison Longhorn said, Why Lewis was arrested was not relevant to this hearing. She told the Exeter hearing, it's clearly impacted on him. There were challenging life events in the days before his death. The previous 24 hours had a significant effect on him. Miss Longhorn recorded a suicide conclusion.